So this is a new podcast that me and my buddy Tim are trying to start up about running. So I have a couple of names kind of lined up for this podcast, and we'll kind of go over them maybe on the on this call here. But I just want to say thanks to my co-host Tim for joining me here today.
You're very welcome.
Ah, great. Okay, so I'm thinking we just call this podcast for now Running with Tim and Brian, or Running with Brian and Tim, and then see how that
goes.
We
could do that, or we could be two old guys with nothing better to do.
Two old guys with nothing better to do. We like to run. So what's this podcast about? So I am a runner in my late 40s who just kind of picked it up maybe about 15 years ago. And I just found it's one of the most helpful things in my life. Now, I'm not as fast as some people, as like world class or anything like that, but I like to get out there, and it's something that's become like a habit to go get out there on the trails and on the streets and run out there for about 4 to 5 times a week. And it's something that helps my heart and you know, helps me give me sanity with all the crazy stuff that happens at home. So how about you, Tim? How did you get into kind of running overall? And
I'll start a little bit by myself. I am also in my late 40s. Haven't hit 50 yet, so we'll just say late 40s. And like Brian, I am also not exactly challenging the elites up at the front. My only claim to fame is that in a 10K where there was only a few participants, I did win my age group. The only reason I did that, only reason I knew about that was they were emailing me after the race saying, "Where did you go?" So that's my only claim to fame in running. But like Brian, I've been running over 15 years. I think it's been 17 years for now. And I got into it as a way to kind of just do something different than going to the gym, have something that was more goal-oriented. And like Brian, I found that it has helped greatly, not only with my physical health, but also mentally. It just, if I'm having a bad day at work, if I'm stressed, no matter what the run, I always feel better at the end of the run.
Oh, that's great. And that's how I think we all feel. We all get that runner's high, you know, probably a few miles into it. So, right. So why am I?
I'd also like to point out, if Brian says he's slow, I'm slower than Brian. Let's just get that on the record right out of the gate.
Oh, gosh. All right. Now, why did I start something like this? Well, you know, as Tim was saying, you've turned this into a habit, and it makes you feel like healthy and happy. And that's kind of like the reason why I wanted to bring this kind of talk about this podcast kind of out there is I think both Tim and I, or hopefully I'm speaking for Tim, but like, I think we both found running as kind of helpful to our daily lives. And I think it's just something that we just want to share with everyone, like why it's important to us and why it's easy to pick it up. And it's something you can almost do anywhere at any time. So, okay. Now, what am I talking about? Now, obviously, as Tim and I are saying, we're not experts in running in any way whatsoever. I'll be honest, my fastest marathon is probably close to 4 hours. Not quite breaking that 4-hour mark yet. And Tim, I think your fastest time again for a marathon is probably
3 hours and 2 minutes. No. My fastest marathon ever was about 4:42. That was in LA in 2021.
Okay.
I was just kind of like, why are you talking about times here? I'm not trying to brag about my times.
Well, we'll just tell everyone, like, you know, if people assume that we're like, you know, if we're like Boston qualifiers, you know, that's
we are not. We are not
the show for that. This is not the show for that. This is just for two friends who like to run. We've known each other for a long time, which we'll go into, and then kind of how we pick this up. So, okay. Our audience here, I kind of figured it would be for those, the casual runners like us. We're not pro athletes in any way. We have obviously day jobs that we do. We have families we support. So, you know, running is kind of a hobby on the side. That's probably who we're talking to here is, you know, if you have any questions for us, feel free. But that's kind of how I figured, you know, we'll be, who our audience is and who we'll be talking to. Okay. Now, how do we know each other? All right. So me, maybe I'll start first, Tim, but we know each other from the San Francisco Bay Area. We went to high school together back in the early 90s. And friends since high school, I think we bonded on everything from Bay Area sports to Bay Area music to just kind of everything in general. We just kind of bonded over those things. I would probably venture to say, Tim, we weren't athletes in our own right in any of the team sports or individual sports we did in high school.
Well, I like to say when somebody says, "Well, what sports did you play in high school?" And I'll say, "Well, I was on the team for football. I wouldn't exactly say I played that much."
Oh, there you go. So I was on the team for tennis. Did I play that much? No. But you know, activities in high school. I think what did we do? I think our sports activity is we played a lot of pickup basketball. So that's what we did. That's probably how we got our cardio after you stopped. After you stopped football and I stopped tennis, that's where that came. So maybe, Tim, we can kind of go into, like, how did you actually get into running overall? So I know you've been running a little bit more than me, and you've done probably a few more races than me, but how did you get into it? Like, what was the motivation? You kind of mentioned something about working out, but just trying something mm-hmm. new. But, like, what happened there? Like, what made you want to switch?
What really kind of motivated me to switch was I moved to a small town outside of Philadelphia about 17, 18 years ago. And I was going to the gym, and really going to the gym was just starting to get stale. I didn't have a goal, and it was trying to get, starting harder and harder to get motivated. And I think I used to read Men's Health magazine, and they just had a 6 weeks to a 10K program. And there was an indoor track at this gym that I went to, and this is before like GPS or anything, garments that I was wearing. And I thought, okay, well, I could do this on the indoor track and get in the shape. And, a 10K, I remember I ran it in like, cross trainer shoes. I had a cotton t-shirt. I think I did have gym shorts on, but I remember like cotton t-shirts, obviously I found out were not the way to go in a race.
But I finished must have been soaking wet.
Yeah, it was not, it was definitely a rookie mistake, but I didn't know any better. I just thought, hey, you show up and, you run and that's it. And that kind of just, okay, well, I did that. And next thing I know, I signed up for a half marathon. At this point, I had actually gone into like a Dick's Sporting Goods store and bought some better clothes. But I did a half, and I just thought, well, okay, if I do a half, maybe I can actually do a marathon. So, the saying is you get the bug. And even though I said after my first marathon, I'm never doing this again, it's been something that I have stuck with. It brings a lot of, I'd say discipline to my life, but it also brings a lot of joy. It's very goal-oriented, which I like. And I'm able to be part of a running community with you, Brian, mm-hmm. and others. And I found it to be one of the most supportive communities I've ever been a part of. So no matter how slow, no matter how fast, it just, most people want to see you finish. Yep, so absolutely. Yeah, that's my story with running.
So yeah. So how did I myself get into running? Kind of something similar. But I had moved to Europe in the late 2000s for work. And prior to running, I had always probably played pickup basketball with my friends or played golf. And when I moved to Europe for work, I didn't have that same outlet. So I joined a gym just to get back out there physically to match my fitness. And I saw an advertisement for the Nike World 10K, I think that was called the World Race or something. And it was in like August of 2008. And where we were living at the time, my wife and my young son, we were in Munich, and they had a race the end of August. I think it was Labor Day weekend of some sort, or maybe the weekend before. And I decided to sign up out of the blue, and it was just a 10K. But I remember this was probably about 4 months ahead of time. So I had just knew myself that I probably wanted to try to get to 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles, and 6 miles. And I just started running in the gym. I wish it was on a treadmill, Tim. So also kind of rookie mistake, like wearing cross trainers and just gym, like just the, be honest, like they're the just the cheapest Nike shoes. As long as they look good, I was wearing them, but they probably hurt your feet.
Yeah. You might've had a blister or two.
Yeah, might've. But I just picked it up and I saw that race, I finished it. And then I started to kind of really want to, if I was visiting somewhere, I wanted to get out there and just try running in that city or in that place I was. And that was kind of the bug. And then I moved back to California after Europe and just slowly picked it up. And I've been running now for about 15 years and kind of our next thing here we'll talk about is, so Tim, what was your first race that you ever decided to sign up for? Like, why did you do it? And what motivated you?
Well, I think the first race I ever signed up for, Brian, was the Beta Breakers in 93. Does that count?
That does not count.
Okay, that doesn't count.
We did it together.
Again, cotton shirts, cross trainers. Yeah. So, yeah. The bad shorts of the 90s. But, at the time, I think I was kind of in style, maybe. First race, I talked about, the first 10K I ever ran.
Sure.
I'll fast forward. I talked about the half marathon. I think the first race for the purposes of this podcast, it was the Marine Corps Marathon in 2005, because that's where I felt, okay, there's a mountain out there and it's called the marathon. And, I want to see if I can conquer this mountain and, trained, really thinking, okay, I can do this. I feel really confident and, ran it in October of 2005. But I found out the marathon is such a different animal than any other race I'd ever done. There was a level of fatigue I didn't know existed. But there was just such a sense of accomplishment at the end. And if you've ever run the Marine Corps Marathon, which is in Washington, D.C., it's a beautiful course. It's a great course for a first timer like myself. At the time, you obviously run past a lot of the monuments, Jefferson, Lincoln, the White House, the Capitol, and so forth. And you finish at the Iwo Jima Memorial, and you've got all the Marines who are in their fatigues, screaming at you, pushing you along. I just remember finishing and thinking, I just ran a marathon. Everything hurts, but I just ran a marathon. And then the second thing that I said was, I'm never doing this again. I'm never doing this again. No. But within maybe a few days, there was there's other races. There's New York, there's Chicago, there's international marathons. And you started getting that level of excitement. And so even though I'd run races before, I think that's where I really kind of found a joy in running, I would just say, just being part of something that was bigger than yourself, and that was the marathon.
What was your level? So you said you did marathon in 2005, from when did you do the 10K to when did you do the half to when did you do the full?
I think it was about a year and a half. Because when I did, what happened was, my mother for my birthday had gone out and she had got me one of the original Garmin, the thing was about the size of a small brick. On my left arm. It was huge, but it had GPS in it. And that was such a difference maker, for me to go out and run, and not having to worry about, what are my splits? How far have I gone? I mean, I used to get into my car and drive down these streets and look at the odometer to see how far it was. So I didn't know, because I didn't know. And kudos to people who did this before. Before Garmin's, I don't know what they did. But when I got the Garmin, I was kind of like running all over the place in the neighborhoods and trails and so forth. And that was a big difference maker for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's see. My first race was that Nike 10K race I told you about in 2008. So, well, actually Beta Breakers, which we all did together in the 90s, which doesn't count because we were just walking it and running.
We ran some of it.
I still remember the picture that your parents had on their mantle, or maybe it wasn't their mantle, but it was you and your brother had finished that race. And then me and my brother had snuck into the back of your picture. So
you photobombed before photobombing was a thing.
There you go. Okay. So 2008 was my first 10K, which I did. And then we moved back to the US in 2009, and then 2010, I kind of stopped running for a little bit. And then 2011, I decided to sign up for the half marathon in San Francisco. I met a friend at the time who told me she had done the Nike Women's Marathon. So that kind of inspired me to look at doing a race. And so from there, I did the 5K in 2010, the San Francisco 5K, marathon 5K. And then the next year I did the half marathon. And then I finished it in like 2:20. And then I think, just like you, Tim, I felt like, okay, I think I can do this. This felt good. It hurt a little bit, but it definitely was like a sense of accomplishment finishing that first, just passing that finish line and taking that photo and, you know, holding that medal. And I just thought it was such a self accomplishment just to get something like that done. And then so the following year, I decided, you know what, I did the half marathon in 11. I think I can go for the full marathon in 12. So did it in 12. I joined a training group with the marathon, and I've been kind of training ever since. So so Tim, let's maybe now go into let's talk about some of the races that you've done. So what's going to be, what is the best race you've ever done? And maybe after that, we'll kind of stream into what's the hardest race you've ever done.
Best race I've ever done, I think, what are we saying, the like best, like in terms of PR and why that was,
or how about
like favorite race, or
how about, I would like say that. Favorite race, like location and things like that.
Well, you know what? I'm actually going to stick with LA for a couple reasons. One is that's where I got my PR, but also it was the first race I had done since COVID. And all of us had been inside for so long. There were no races going on. You could do a virtual race, but those were not ever really something that was anywhere close to being there in person. So, flying out from, I live in Virginia, and flying out to California and meeting up with you and a couple of other people, and just, the excitement that running was back, right? We're racing is back. Mm-hmm. Was just such a pick me up. And of course, we had great weather that day. It was overcast. It was cool. And I just got into a pace that I just was like, wow, I'm feeling strong today. And, even though, a couple times toward the end, it was a struggle, but that's part of the marathon. I just, finishing, I hit a PR, didn't think that was going to happen. But again, I think it was just, we had lost 2 years of running, 2 years of races rather, and just being able to race again, seeing people like yourself, seeing others, and to celebrate that, I think that was my favorite race.
Oh, great, great. And then what do you think was, the most difficult race that you've ever done?
It's a toss up between Honolulu because of the weather.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, I got to go with Big Sur. Big Sur was the one that I think really just kicked my butt. I was feeling good about the race, and I remember the day before the race, I had done a little, shakeout run, and I just, and I had time to kill. I was going to meet up with you at the expo, and I had some time to kill. So I got in my car, and I decided I'm going to drive the course just to get a look at it. because, you know, I'd seen the maps, I'd seen some, you know, some of the videos on YouTube of people who had done it. But I remember just seeing there are a lot. Wow, this is,
yeah,
there are a lot of hills there. This is steep, like uphills, downhills. And I just, you know, you and I have run marathons before, and I'm like, oh, this is a different, this is going to be a different animal this time around. So I drove all the way down to Big Sur Station, which of course where the race starts, and I drove back, and I just am thinking, what did I sign myself up for? So yeah. Of course, the day of the race, you know, we get out there, and the uphills, the downhills, the wind, absolutely spectacular, beautiful course. You know, so I don't say, you know, worst, I think, you know, would have been one that I wouldn't have finished. I would have quit. But most toughest, challenging course, that was definitely Big Sur.
Right. So before I go talk about mine, we've kind of prefaced it about, we've actually run a lot of races together, you and I, Tim, so over the years. So I started picking up running, I think, in 12, marathon running in 12, but you had done it, I think, since 2005. So I think our first race together that we ever did was New York in 2015.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, and that's one that you've done a lot. And we can kind of go over these races kind of in the future, but I know we've run, what, New York together. Mm-hmm. We did Chicago in 17.
Yep.
What was next after that? 17.
I don't know if we ran one in 18. I don't remember if we ran one in 18, but 19, we did Honolulu.
Yep, that's right.
21 was LA.
Yeah.
And 22. What did we run in 22? Was that big? Because 23 was Big Sur. 22, it'll come to me.
Well, we did, you know what? We did the half marathon in San Francisco together.
We did the half marathon, that's right. And that's we, right. And 22, because I ran New York in 22.
Right, okay. And I did Santa Rosa. Okay, so we've done about four, maybe about five or six together. More to come. So as you can see here,
I think between the two of us, how many marathons have we run? If you add up the two of us, I think I've done 15.
I think I've had 15 now myself.
So 30 marathons between us. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad for a bunch of old guys about to hit 50.
So I still got some time.
But you're older than me, so you'll be 50 before me.
Thank you, Brian. I'm older than you by like about 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's true. Okay, so what was the best race? I would actually honestly say my first traveling race was New York with you, Tim, back in 15. That was probably one that, like, the most memorable, like, race. I had done San Francisco prior to that, like, three times, and I think I did CIM once. So, but this was my first traveling race, and I think, to me, that was the most exciting, I think, out of all of them. Although I didn't do as fast as probably I should have, just because I didn't travel well. I flew one on Friday night on a red eye to land in New York on Saturday morning, and I didn't really get much sleep. Obviously flying there and then trying to acclimate to the time change. So I just didn't do well. But I think to me, that was probably one of the best races, because running through the boroughs, starting in Staten Island and then finishing up in Manhattan, it was an amazing race. And I just remember that race also, Tim, because you were fundraising at the time and you wore a shirt with your name on it. And then every 15 seconds.
I don't think you were happy about that. It got a little old.
It got old after the first mile.
Yeah.
okay. And then hardest race. I think because that also, I felt like, was my first hardest race was New York, honestly, Tim, because I as I mentioned, I didn't really travel well on there. I will have to say Big Sur was the race that we did together that I felt like I thought I was prepared, but definitely not, because I felt so good for the first half. And I think all the energy that you had to expel during the first half, and then, you know, during the wind, by like mile 17 or 18, we just crashed. Yeah.
I think you look at Strava and you just see both of our paces just plummeted after that. So, we both kind of knew what we were in. We knew we were in for something different with Big Sur. We just knew something unique. I just didn't appreciate how much until the day before the race, and then the course of the race itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's just kind of wrap up here today and just talk about, like, what is your average routine, Tim, in running? Like, how often do you run a week? Let's say, like, what are you running during a marathon training season, or what are you running? Let's say it's not your training for a marathon. Like, what do you do in that?
Yeah. So, well, I'm marathon, which I'll see you for. I think you're running the full, but I'm sure I'm going to see you at least part of it. And that's in 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks. So right now I'm running about 5 days a week. Sundays are usually the long run. So that is just a long, just very steady, easy pace. The other 5 days a week is what I aim for. The other days, I usually have kind of an easy Tuesday, like an easy 4, an easy 5. Wednesday is usually where I work on my speed. So we'll be doing intervals. We'll be doing a tempo run. And then maybe on Thursday, I'll do some strides. Usually maybe I'll do a little bit longer run, like maybe 6-7 miles. But the last mile, I'll work in some strides. And then I have kind of a shakeout run on Saturday prior to the long run. And I try to mix into that about 2 days of resistance training, strength training. So usually about 20, 30 minutes there, which now at my age, I'm finding is really essential for not only, staying in shape, or longevity rather, but really injury prevention as well. I really have to emphasize both mobility and strength training in my regimen now.
Yeah. And what days do you squeeze in those workout days? Do you stack them on top of your running days?
Sometimes I stack them on my running days. I'll stack them on easy run days. So I have an easy 4-miler. I'll do the strength training at the end, or on one of my off days. I'll try to do that for mobility, just to kind of get loosened up, in areas that are either tight or I'm just experiencing maybe a little bit of discomfort.
Yeah. And I know, you're busy at work and we all have busy lives. I know you have a family too. How do you squeeze in doing these runs and these workouts, obviously with your job and then with your family, everything you have to commit to?
Well, the biggest thing for me is scheduling. Is I put it on my calendar. So if I, for instance, at work, I usually about, 4 o'clock, I just block it off, cause I know I have to get my run in. And of course, I've got a family at home. We got to get, homework done. We got to get dinner on the table, get people to bed and, laundry, all that other fun stuff. Sundays have just turned into Tim's long run day. So my wife, God love her, has, just kind of accepted, I think, that, Sunday will be a long run day for me, and I'll be out in the morning and I'll come back, at noon or early afternoon. The trade-off is that I got to be the one who's going to run the Costco afterwards and run to the grocery store or, get the house in order for the coming week. So that's kind of the trade-off. But she, I think she has seen just how important running is to me, what a difference it makes, not only physically, but mentally for me. So that's having that support is has just been essential and such a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so for me, my routine is I usually run, I don't know if I do five, but four to five is what I generally do. So I will run on a Monday, kind of an easy, like just 5K, 3 miles just out the gate. And then Tuesday, I'll do either a track workout or I'll do that Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, kind of one or the other, depending if I join the local running club that I'm here in Marin called Tamalpa. So I'll either do that or I'll do a speed workout on my own on Wednesday mornings. On Thursdays, I like to do another tempo run, 10K-ish is what I like to do. And then Friday, I will usually take off of running, but I'll try to incorporate some sort of stretching, something, some type of workout like that. Maybe some, just some light, like HIIT workout, just to keep the joints loose and everything like that. And then my run, my long run day is typically Saturdays, because that's when I usually run with my, my training group. So that's something I've been accustomed to. So I think like you, Tim, Saturdays is kind of my day that I can squeeze that in my family. And then Sundays, I generally cannot do anything. And if I'm gonna run, it's like a 3 mile and I have to do like super early and like come back. And that's how I kind of do things. I also mentioned that I like running in the morning. That's where I generally like to run. So sometimes I'm up really early, kind of my time, you know, before I have to go to work to kind of squeeze in these miles. So that's generally what we do. Okay, last question, Tim. You just prefaced it. You just mentioned it. What's your next race? Or maybe what's your next race? And then what's your next race after that?
So my next race, as I mentioned, is the San Francisco Half Marathon. I'm going to do the first half because this one will run over the Golden Gate Bridge, which I don't think I have done since I was in grade school. And after that will be CIM, California International Marathon, which, Brian, you have been after me to do for many, many years, and you finally broke me. So I will be out in December in Sacramento to run that one with you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We'll talk about CIM in the future, but yeah, that one is a great course. It's in December. It is generally cooler, if not cold. And it's a net downhill, and it's really good. So, okay. So my next race after this is I'm running the San Francisco Full in about 3 weeks' time. So I'll be running that one. And then after that, probably a half marathon or two, maybe the one in San Jose, the San Jose Rock and Roll. I do that with another friend of ours, so I'll be running that with her. And then the Berkeley Half, which I'm also part of my training group, and then CIM with Tim in the fall. So, okay. So what's kind of the next steps on this podcast? I kind of think we'll just be kind of going over some of our races, like what did we do right? What did we do wrong? What did we love? What did we hate? What did we love about the course? You know, anything that stands out to us. And I think that's just kind of how we'll take this podcast here. And this podcast might not be weekly, but we'll see how it goes. So, you know, the podcast will be kind of infrequent, but at the same time, it'll kind of be tied to the stuff that happens in our lives and our friends' lives. So, you know, if we have a friend who's doing a really awesome race, maybe something like in Disney World, you know, we'll definitely love to interview them. If they're doing something overseas, like one of the five stars, or if they're doing Boston, you know, we'd like to, you know, kind of talk to them about it. So, but that's it. So, Tim, any last words from you as we wrap this up?
Happy trails. I don't know. I was trying to think of something witty that you would say that would be tied to running, and that was the first thing that jumped in my head. So I think on that note, I won't say
anymore. On that note, we're still tying with the name, playing with the name. But Tim, I like, what did you say? Two slow guys who like to run marathons?
Two slow guys who have nothing better to do.
There you go. We'll go with, I think we might go with that. So I have to put that onto the name. Okay. So thanks again, everyone, for listening. If you want to give us any advice, what we're doing, what we could be doing better, or what you want to hear, you know, maybe things like next time we'll talk about, like, what do we use to train? Like, what sort of gear do we use? What sort of products do we use when we train? You know, we'll talk about that as the show goes on. All right. Well, thanks to everybody for your time, and we will talk soon. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks all.
Okay. Bye.